You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Michael McCambridge. Michael may be known to some listeners of the Anfield Wrap as the guy who wrote the red letters with Neil Atkinson, going back and forth about their different experiences of following the Reds. Michael is from America, and as he explains, his first memory of football wasn't actually of watching it.
I remember playing, we call it soccer, elementary school. But my first experience of watching the game was the 1974 World Cup and sensing that there was something very important. I was already a sports fanatic at that point. I'm 11 years old. I subscribe to Sports Illustrated, the weekly news magazine about sports. I subscribe to the Sporting News, the weekly newspaper about sports. But here was something else. Here was not just an American league, but this tournament from all around the world. And I was dimly aware in 74, but then a year later, Pelé signs with the New York Cosmos of the North American Soccer League. And I remember watching his first match in the U.S. It was a game against the Dallas Tornado, also of the North American Soccer League. And the Dallas Tornado was chosen. It was a friendly. It wasn't on the schedule. Pelé signs the contract, and they're like, let's do a game, broadcast it nationally. So they picked the Dallas Tornado because the Dallas Tornado had the most famous soccer player in the United States, who was a player named Kyle Rote Jr. He was famous for two reasons. One, his father, Kyle Rote, had played American football and was a well-known announcer. But the second one, the biggest one, is Kyle Rote had won the made-for-TV competition, the Superstars.
Right.
So Kyle Rote was the one soccer player that Americans had heard of. And I can remember that match and Pelé, and I think one of the goals was interrupted by a commercial break and nobody really understood what was going on.